This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Parliament has passed the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the bill in the Upper House, which aims to amend the Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969. Following the passage of the bill, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha passed the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026 yesterday. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was also adjourned for the day. The Supreme Court has directed the Reserve Bank of India to prepare and circulate a standard operating procedure for dealing with mule accounts and bank accounts linked to cyber fraud. The Apex Court yesterday also issued a series of directions to states, union territories, law enforcement agencies and banks to strengthen grievance redressal, speed up the restoration of defrauded money and improve the handling of digital fraud cases. India has condemned the attack on the Indian-flagged commercial vessel MSV Faiz Noor Aulia that sank in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs said all 13 Indian nationals have been rescued. It said the Indian Embassy in Riyadh is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Yemeni authorities for the safety and security of the crew. The ministry thanked the Yemeni authorities for their support. It added that the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region are deeply worrisome. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav has informed that the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has significantly contributed in reducing out-of-pocket expenditure. In a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said that till June this year, a total of 12.69 crore hospital admissions worth 1.92 lakh crore rupees have been authorized under the scheme through a network of over 37,000 public and private hospitals. The two-day meeting of heads of national statistical offices of BRICS member countries concluded yesterday in Lucknow with the formal adoption of a joint statement. This statement marks a significant milestone in strengthening statistical frameworks across BRICS countries, laying the groundwork for more robust, transparent and policy-relevant official statistics. On the second day, the Union Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation and BPS Statistics Indonesia signed a letter of intent during a bilateral meeting to strengthen cooperation in official statistics, capacity building and strategic collaboration. The event brought together over 350 participants, including representatives from National Statistical Offices of BRICS, policymakers, academia, think tanks, civil society organizations, and technical experts. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has issued an amendment to further strengthen enforcement against violations of dust mitigation measures at construction and demolition sites with plot area less than 500 square meters across Delhi and the National Capital Region. The expanded enforcement framework covers areas including Manesar, Karnal, Panipat, Rohtak, Meerut, Alwar, Bharatpur, Bhiwadi and Neem Rana. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has welcomed Kamar pilgrims in Haridwar by showering flower petals and performing Charan Prakshalan during the Kamar Yatra. Flower petals were also showered from a helicopter along the route from Har Ki Paidi to the Kamar Yatra corridor. The Chief Minister inaugurated the Chief Minister's health service camp, inspected the medical facilities available there and served food to the devotees. In Keralam, red alert for very heavy rainfall is in force in 8 of the state's 14 districts. Orange alert has been issued for 4 districts, while the remaining 2 districts are under yellow alert. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has felicitated Indian athletes who returned from the Commonwealth Games 2026 after delivering historic performances in boxing, judo and para-athletics. During the felicitation ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday, the medal winners were presented cash awards of 35 lakh rupees for gold, 20 lakh rupees for silver and 10 lakh rupees for bronze. And that's the end of this news bulletin.